Lawyers for South African President Cyril Ramaphosa are preparing a court challenge against an advisory panel report that said there may be grounds for his impeachment. At issue is the way Ramaphosa handled the theft of at least $580,000 at his farm. A spokesman says Ramaphosa will not quit and will seek a second term as leader of the governing African National Congress. Sources say the U.S. and EU are weighing new tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum as part of a bid to fight carbon emissions. The move would mark a novel approach as the U.S. and EU would seek to use tariffs, usually employed in trade disputes, to further their climate agenda. The idea generated within President Joe Biden's administration is still in the initial phase and hasn't been formally proposed. As the Georgia Senate runoff campaign comes to a close, Donald Trump said that he plans to hold a rally via telephone for Republican candidate Herschel Walker, opting not to campaign in person. Polls indicate it will be a close call between Walker and Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. The election will determine whether Democrats win a 51st seat in the Senate, making it easier to legislate. The UK is set to announce a package aimed at boosting growth in the financial services and in the City of London on Friday. Sources tell Bloomberg the Treasury will sweep away unnecessary regulations before Christmas in a bid to secure new opportunities post-Brexit and boost competitiveness. Two policies floated so far are the repeal of the banker bonus cap and adjustments to the ring fencing regime. And South Korea and Japan have exited the World Cup, shattering hopes of having two Asian teams in the quarterfinals for the very first time. Neymar scored on his return from injury to help Brazil to a 4-1 win over the Koreans and set up a clash with Croatia, who beat Japan on penalties. France and England have also booked their place in the quarters with wins over Poland and Senegal. Global News, 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take. Powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Simone Foxman. This is Bloomberg.